You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Who should maintain our church's website? Do you have anybody that's maintaining the site? In this video, we're going to talk all about church website maintenance and how you can have a plan to keep your website fresh and current all year long. Hey everybody, I'm Joshua. I'm the creator of worshipresources.church, where I help you discover and learn how to use quality resources to make your church better. If you haven't yet, I hope you'll like this video, subscribe to this channel, click that little bell so you don't miss any of the new content we produce. This is the fourth video in a six-part series all about church websites. So if you missed the first three videos, go back and watch those. We'll link to those in the description below. In this video, we're going to talk about maintaining your church website. Now, this is not that glamorous, but it's so important. If you want to have a great looking, a great functioning, a clear website, you need to have a maintenance plan in place. So the first question you should ask is, who should maintain the website? Now, I think a lot of churches have issues maintaining their sites. Unfortunately, you can go to a lot of church websites and you'll see outdated information or broken pages or broken links, and this doesn't represent your church very well. So I want to encourage you to have a maintenance plan in place. And who should update the site is really the first thing you've got to decide. And here's a tip, it can't be more than one person. If you have three or four people that say, yeah, we'll update the site together, then the site will never get updated because everyone else is going to assume that the other person is updating the site. You need to have one person who owns your website. And by owning, I mean it is their ministry. It's their baby. Like, this is mine. I'm going to own this and I'm going to make this the best it can be. One person. Because if you have multiple people, then it just won't get updated. So make sure that you define who that one person is. And senior pastors, it shouldn't be you. It shouldn't be the senior pastor. Now I get it, if you're a smaller church, maybe you're a church plant starting out, maybe you have to do some updates on your website. I get that. But ultimately, you need to pass that on, pass that authority, delegate that responsibility on to someone else in your church. And you say, I don't have anybody. I guarantee you, you have somebody in your church that can learn how to update your website. Maybe it's a 15-year-old who's just really good with computers, or somebody in the tech world, or somebody in IT or computers. Somebody in your church can update your website. It's really not that hard once you get the basic understanding, the basic building blocks in place. So I want to encourage you to be thinking about who can own our website, the one person that you can count on that they are responsible for owning the site. Now, a few things that person needs to know, some knowledge, some skill set that they need to have. They don't have to be experts in all of these areas, but they need to have some general knowledge. And those are things like graphics or design. You will need some graphics made, some design made for your website. They also need to know website structure, like how the website is built, like just how it functions. They need to know your CMS, your content management system, your website builder, how the website is built and how they can edit it, add things, delete things. They also need to have a basic understanding of copy. Copy is just the text on your website. They need to be able to put together a sentence and communicate clearly. And as a bonus, if they can, they need to know SEO. SEO is search engine optimization, and that is an important aspect of making sure that your site is found when somebody searches for your site. And so if they can have that, that's just an extra bonus. So I mentioned that it shouldn't be the pastor, and I want to dive into that a little deeper. You as the pastor should be focusing on preaching and teaching and prayer and ministry. You shouldn't have to spend a lot of time updating your site. So that's why I want to encourage you to delegate this responsibility to someone else. And I get it. Maybe you say, well, what if I can't trust them? What if they get mad and leave? There's all kinds of things that could go wrong, but don't let that stop you from allowing someone else to use their gifts to build up the church. That's really our responsibility as pastors anyway, is to build up leaders and to train leaders so that they can do the work of the ministry. And I think website maintenance is a part of that. So I want to encourage you to find someone that you can trust. And in the process, you want to have a plan. Have a plan. If things go wrong, if things go bad, you have a plan in place so that you know how you can get back to the site. So by that, I mean you need to know all the passwords to the logins. You need to make sure you know who your hosting provider is, what your CMS is, who your domain registrar is. You don't have to keep all that in your mind, but have it written down somewhere so that if George, who you've tasked to maintain the site, decides to leave, then you can get back to the site and make sure that it stays updated. I've worked with churches in the past that have their site has gone unupdated for 6 or 12 or longer months because they did not communicate clearly on the front end about passwords and login access. So make sure you have a plan in place for that worst case scenario. But I think if you communicate clearly on the front end, you can make sure that you don't have those issues. And by that, I mean, you need to communicate what you expect. So if you're the senior pastor and you're talking to George and George is going to be maintaining your site, you want to communicate the vision of your website. Like, this is what it's for. This is who we're reaching. This is the potential that we have with our website. Communicate that to George so that he understands the importance of keeping it maintained, keeping it updated. You also want to communicate your expectations. Like, how often do you expect the website to be updated? I recommend at least once a week, by the way. But you want to communicate your expectations for the look and the feel of the site. Communicate that on the front end so that George knows exactly what's expected of him. If you delegate this responsibility, don't just delegate the responsibility, but also give them permission and authority to make the changes necessary to make it better. Encourage them to build off of whatever site you currently have. Maybe it's you're building from scratch, but encourage them to make it better, like to use their gifting, their skill, their expertise to improve your website, not just update the sermon title every week, but make it better, like encourage them to make it better, but you gotta give them the authority and the permission to do that. And then as you go along and the site is being maintained, you need, as the senior pastor, you need to inspect what you expect. So don't just say, you've got it, George, and then you don't look at the site again for another year. At least once a month, you need to log into your website and make sure that it's communicating clearly, make sure that it represents you and the church well. So inspect what you expect. And of course, you're gonna wanna communicate any updates or changes that need to be made, events that you want added, sermons that you want added. If anything needs to be changed or updated, you want to communicate that to your web developer, to the person that's maintaining your site. Okay, so let's answer a few other questions about site maintenance. How often should we maintain the site, or how often should it be updated? As I mentioned, one time a week, at least one time a week, someone should log into your site and make sure that the information is current, make sure that everything's updated. At least once a week, just make that a recurring thing. You probably want to add the sermon. You probably also may want to add or remove events from your website. You also will want to refresh or update the pictures on your website. It's important that you use great pictures and current pictures on your website. So maybe once every 3 months or so, you update the pictures, the photography on your website, especially the homepage. In general, whoever's maintaining your website can expect to spend 30 minutes to an hour each week to keep it maintained, to keep it fresh, to keep it current. Okay, the last thing we're going to talk about as far as website maintenance is the security of your website. This is so important. If you don't want your site to get hacked, you have to keep it maintained and updated. Now, this depends on what type of theme you're using or what type of CMS you're using, but you want to make sure that you're using the most current versions of the plugins or add-ons, as well as your themes, as well as your hosting provider. Make sure all of that stays current, and you have to update that regularly. If you don't, that opens up Windows vulnerabilities for someone to come in and hack your site or mess up your website, and you don't want that because it's so time-consuming and very expensive to get it fixed. So make sure the back end of your site stays updated so that it can be secure. And then one other note about that is to use strong passwords. When people say, my Facebook got hacked or my website got hacked. Really, they didn't get hacked. Really, somebody just guessed their password. So use a strong password. If your church is Grace Church, don't use Grace123 as the password to your domain or your hosting provider. Make sure that your password is secure so that no one can guess the password and get unauthorized access to your website. Okay, so maintaining your site, to review, first of all, you need to pick one person who owns the site. It's their baby. They're going to own it. They're going to use it as a ministry, and they're going to make sure that it stays current and fresh and secure and updated every week. You also want to delegate that authority and permission to them, help them, and encourage them to make it better. Make sure you have a plan in place if things go wrong. Make sure you know the passwords and know how to log in. You can expect to spend 30 minutes to an hour each week maintaining and keeping your site updated. And make sure that your website stays secure by using secure passwords and updating the back end of your website on a regular basis. This has been the fourth video in a 6-part series all about church websites. Again, if you haven't yet, please like this video and subscribe to this channel. In the next video, we're going to talk about how much you should expect to pay. What is the cost of a website? So I hope you'll stay tuned and join us next time.